Welcome to the AECI Plant Health Podcast, where we have conversations that help you unlock nature's potential.
Hi, welcome to this AECI Plant Health Podcast. My name is Andre Salia. I'm the marketing manager at AECI Plant Health. Today we're talking about semiochemicals, a very interesting topic. We've got Reshma with us here. She's our product portfolio champion for this specific portfolio. And worldwide, there's a growing dissatisfaction for the use of traditional agrochemicals, even though these are still obviously required by farmers throughout the world. And there are a few alternatives, and one of these is a molecular approach, and that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Reshma. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from KZN. And I'm going to start by asking you the obvious question: what exactly are semiochemicals? Will you please give us a background explaining to us?
Thanks, Andre. Well, semiochemicals are rather fascinating. It's a fascinating topic. They are actually chemical molecules that are produced and used by insects to communicate. And these signals are usually emitted by one individual and usually to elicit a response in another individual, and then mediates a change in behaviors such as mating, oviposition, or even foraging for resources.
That certainly sounds fascinating, just as you say. Next question I want to know is, what are the different kinds of semiochemicals involved in this insect communication that you speak of?
Well, semiochemicals, it's a broad topic, as I mentioned, but it's divided into two groups. The first being your pheromones. And with your pheromones, they act within the same species, so your intraspecific interactions. And then you've got your allelochemicals, which act between different species, so it's your interspecific interactions. Now, with insect pheromones, they, and I think we already know that, they prompt mating behavior. And these olfactory cues that are given off are highly species-specific. They are produced by the females to trigger what we call a social response in the male species. And that aim is to avoid competition and obviously increase the pest populations for mating. Now, allelochemicals, on the other hand, is divided into a few different signals. And those are allomones. And allomones are basically chemical countermeasures that can be used as a defense mechanism against potential predators, for instance. Now, the release of these chemical markers in these allomones are beneficial to the sender, but not the receiver. Then we've got another one called a cinnamone, which is a mutually beneficial signal. And this is obviously beneficial for both the producer and the receiver. And it's primarily responsible to attract pollinators. And most of us, I think, know about chiromones. It's a very commonly used allelochemical. And in this, in most cases, causes a behavioral or a psychological response. And this benefits the recipient of the interspecific communication while being disadvantageous to the emitter or producer.
Wow, this is certainly interesting. This takes me all the way back to university years and years ago. I remember the word pheromones, which I recall are basically hormones that are emitted outside the body, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Unbelievable. The other thing that I noticed that you said was interesting is the cinnamones, which can be used to attract pollinators. And as we know, worldwide as well, because of the overuse of agricultural chemicals, we're finding a reduction in pollinating insect species like bees. So that is a very interesting one.
No,
now,
for sure.
The next question is that I want to ask you is the use of semiochemicals a new concept, or has this been around for a while? It sounds like something I've never heard of before or heard of much before. So is this new? Is it something that's been around?
Well, Andre, semiochemicals have been used in pest management for decades. However, its importance is gradually increasing due to its ability to repel pests, how it attracts its natural enemies, its influence on the behavior of pests, and how it can drastically reduce the pest abundance without the concern of pesticide residues, which is a major concern currently. So I think one would refer to it as a non-toxic intervention or an eco-friendly alternative that influences the behavior of insects.
Great. You know, I think one of the most important things I'm hearing here is that you don't have any physical chemical contact with semiochemicals onto the fruit, which, as we know, brings about residue issues, you know, waiting periods and all this kind of thing. So, sounds fantastic. Now, this is all about the pest population. Now, how are we going to use semiochemicals? Explain to us, how are we going to use those to reduce pest populations, which in the end of the day is what we need to do?
Okay, there are numerous ways to control pest populations. Just to mention a few, I'd first like to speak about monitoring. And this method, I would say, is the use of attractants in baited traps to determine the presence, the abundance, and the trends in the pest populations, which ultimately aids in determining what sort of control measures are meant to be used or required. Now, these baited traps are mainly pheromone traps, but chiromones have been known to be used to monitor some of the biological control agents. Now, the monitoring system I speak about is key in assisting to keep those pest populations below the economic thresholds. Now, that is just one control method. Moving on to the next method or technique of suppressing populations, with the phytosanitary and the regulatory restrictions limiting use of most of the synthetic insecticides, the use of pheromones in mating disruption has become one of the most widely used methods in integrated pest management programs globally. So these species-specific female pheromones are synthetically produced with the aim of reducing pest abundance. And this happens by disrupting the normal mating process. So your male moth will fly upward into the plume. Now, for those who obviously won't know what a plume is, it's basically an airborne trail of the female's attractant, and he would then want to locate the source of the pheromone. The orchards are saturated with this formulated pheromone in the form of dispensers, and that is much, much more in quantity compared to what that feral female will give off. So basically, the idea is to create a localized high concentration area of pheromone. Now, this diffused formulated plume will disrupt that normal insect pheromone channel, causing the male pest to become disorientated and unable to find his female counterpart. And this, therefore, interrupts the normal mating behavior and reduces pest abundance. Now, that is one of the popular techniques used out in the field, and it's been used for years, and it's been very, very successful, and it's known as mating disruption. Moving on to other popular techniques in the field, one such technique we would call is a attractant kill, where we would use an attractant, usually a pheromone, to lure the insect to a killing agent. Now, the greater the number of pests attracted and killed, the greater the reduction or the eventual eradication of pest populations. And then I think finally, I'd like to touch a little on the push-pull strategy as well. So this is an intercropping strategy, and it's making use of a repellent, which is a push plant, and a trap, which is a pull plant. So the semiochemicals, which are mainly chiromones in this case, will make it unattractive to the pests, whilst the pull component lures the pest to a more attractive source. Now, for example, in the management of fall armyworm, the maize crop is protected by semiochemicals that are emitted by an intercrop that repels the pest, whilst the border crop will release signals that pull the pest away from the maize crop.
You've mentioned something interesting here, the crops. The question that comes up in my mind is which crops are specifically targeted by semiochemical technology?
Well, there's a number of crops. It'll take me the entire day to name all of them.
Okay, so we find these in orchard trees. We find them in row crops. We find them in annual crops. Semiochemicals can be used for control on a wide range of crops.
Correct.
Right, then, of course, the question is the future of semiochemicals in agriculture as a whole. Do you think that this technology will continue to develop and grow and be used more widely? It makes so much sense, you know, that one hasn't got chemical residues on your crops anymore. You've got no waiting issues. Do you think that semiochemicals will continue to develop in agriculture?
Yes, of course, Andre. Semiochemicals are regarded as an alternative pest control method. However, don't get me wrong. In most instances, it is used to complement chemical options. So the use of semiochemicals can drastically minimize the use of broad-spectrum insecticides. So Using this form of control can ensure that you have a highly effective way of managing pests, something that can mitigate a lot of that phytosanitary risk that I spoke about earlier, a reduced likelihood of developing resistance. It is environmentally friendly with no chemical residues. It is safe for humans and animals. And last but not least, it is species specific, so it has no effect on non-target organisms and beneficials.
Fantastic. From my point of view, what semiochemical solutions does AECI Plant Health have to offer the growers in South Africa and worldwide?
Well, we have technology that has been around for decades and has been very successful, and I mentioned it earlier in my talk, mating disruption. One of our products called Isomate technology, and this is basically pheromones in dispensers out in the orchard in large numbers to create a high concentration area so that our male moths do not find the female moths, and obviously there's no onward progression of that population.
Right, so Isomate seems to be the solution that AECI Plant Health has to offer.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Reshma, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I think I've certainly learned a lot. So thank you for your insights into semiochemicals, how they work, how we can use them to control pests throughout the country and various pests. And as you said, AECI Plant Health offers Isomate as one of those solutions. So contact Reshma if anyone needs to get hold of her. You can get hold of her through the AECI Plant Health website. And with any other questions, you're welcome to contact her. Thank you, Reshma. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Andre.
Another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.